Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That's right. It's Sports Radio 610 in the loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Adetula, hanging out with you on a Football Friday. And we just had our question of the day, which was football themed, of course. It's Football Friday. We all in. The question was, you being made commissioner, what is your first move? Now, some people came in with some interesting things. Jerome on the YouTube was like moving around the divisions to make more sense. Some of these geographically
like
don't make sense. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I think our division, the AFC South or whatever it is, it should be Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, maybe somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It should be like a real division,
which would help fans a lot too. Like travel gets a little bit cleaner, and now
Tennessee.
You
have, there you go, boom.
Tennessee, yep.
Travel gets a lot better with some of those, but yeah, definitely. I like what you're doing there, Jerome. Someone else mentioned the idea that instead of kind of close to yours, Fig, the idea of when a team tries to move, that the ownership gets an expansion and the team actually stays, players and all, so that they don't have all of that. I think that'd be a little tough to implement. But the thing that made me think that, you know, got my wheels going, and I was like, oh, okay, but whatever I was saying, this is my action word. Abolish the draft. I'm abolishing the draft.
I am a big fan
rookie
of that.
Rookie free agency is what we're doing, right? Like, maybe you have a rookie free agent pool money, like international money in the MLB.
Yeah.
You get rookie pool and now rookie free agency, and I think that further incentivizes teams to actually be good at what they do instead of having these teams just be sorry to get themselves more better players.
Figgy has heard me say this. The listeners have heard me say that's one of my staple opinions in sports, especially in the NBA. No draft, hard cap. Even the playing field, etc. We're not going to do a segment on that. We can do it another time. But yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay, anyways, that's enough of that. I have to get to Around the NFL, which by the way, is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's QUICKASYST. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, we begin with Thursday Night Football, which for the first time in a little bit was a banger.
Man, it was good.
It was one of those games that was even more fun because it was kind of unserious at the same time as being good. Like, sometimes it's almost bad. Well, not bad, but it's a little bit, it's not as good when it's like a great game, but it's also really serious because it gets tense.
Yeah.
This wasn't tense. It was just fun because you had the Falcons, you had the Bucks in an unserious division, both of them doing unserious things, and ultimately you get the end of the game that is kind of hilarious where the Falcons have an opportunity to do something special and then they throw a pick. And then the Buccaneers have an opportunity to put this thing away and maybe widen the gap with a field goal. And then they just lose yardage to something like 20-some yards in that final drive. And then they have to punt instead of kicking a field goal. And then you get opportunity for the Falcons to get out in here. Actually, the Falcons had a blocked field goal in the course of this. The Falcons get down there, kick to
Texans legend,
time.
Man.
Yep.
Tavier Thomas.
Yeah, that's right. I thought of you specifically, Fig, when Tavier Thomas got a blocked field goal. Field goal go. Younghoe Koo is able to knock down a game time field goal, and then they go into overtime. And you have, a great story in Kadero Hodge accelerating in a great way. I think he got up to like 19.
Where did he
almost
come from,
20
man?
Miles per hour on an incredible Kirk Cousins throw to ultimately break this thing open and walk it off. A very, very fun Thursday Night Football game.
Terrific game. And Hodge, I said, where does he come from? I know where he came from. In terms of like, he's got two touchdowns, I believe, in the last two games and one in his career before that or in the last several years. Went to JUCO. He's out of Mississippi. Went to JUCO. Went to Alcorn State. And how about this? Finished up at Prairie View A&M right up the road.
Yeah, local legend.
Yeah, undrafted. What a great story. What a great story for Kirk Cousins. We haven't even mentioned him.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. that was almost the most fun of this because I feel like Kirk Cousins has been hearing us talking bleep.
Yeah.
He got to Atlanta and he was like, no, that primetime Kirk thing, we're flipping it on its head. I mean, this was this a career high for him?
A career high.
It had to be, right?
How about throwing for more than 450 yards for three different teams?
Man.
Yeah.
Is he
like
a Hall of Famer?
No, God, no.
Stop that. What are you doing? All right, let's not go too far.
Show me a Hall of Famer he did that.
Let's not go too far. But no, yeah. Kirk Cousins, fantastic game, and especially when people had started wondering, oh, was that a really bad move? Because he hadn't looked great early, as we mentioned. You know, quarterbacking had been a little bit suspect across the league in a lot of respects, unless your name was like Jaden Daniels, really.
Yeah.
He was dealing with that injury, and I guess proof of concept that no, he still got it. And especially the thoughts that people had with these Atlanta Falcons was, this is a good team. They just need a quarterback, and that's how that game felt in particular. And that was necessary in that division because this would have been pretty disparate if you have a 4-1 a Buccaneers team versus a 2-3 Falcons team. Now both of them are 3-2, and off we are in a fun race in the NFC South.
It's going to be. See, that's the thing. You know, you talk about the NFC South, absolutely going to be all the way down to the wire. By the way, another one we haven't mentioned, Mike Evans. Goodness gracious, just another performance, and Kirk Cousins, just incredible. Incredibly on target all night long, and it was a hell of a game, man.
It was a delightful game. In fact, the game and Kirk's play in particular inspired a tweet from Jay Gruden. You remember Jay Gruden, formerly the head coach of the Washington football team when Kirk was still there, and it felt like he was just a little bit salty as he sent a tweet after that masterclass that Whoops put up, where he was like, "Well, at least we got a third round pick." Compensatory pick, because obviously, you know, Kirk Cousins, they did not want to pay him. It's kind of crazy. It feels like they didn't really want to pay him, and then he goes to the Vikings and they wanted to kind of get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to always kind of have that vibe, and ultimately he gets to a place where it's fine. It works out all right.
It works out more than all right so far. I mean, he still needs to be able to see what goes on. I mean, a hell of a game, an unbelievable performance, but he still needs to carry this team to somewhere it hadn't been in a long time, simply because that's why they're paying him that money. I mean, he's getting elite money. So you got to play elite football all the way through.
All right. So as we continue around the NFL as well, is it possible that you have a lead on who, if Doug Peterson loses his job in Jacksonville, who would take over that job for him?
Yeah, figure. Remember when we used to talk about Albert Breer and Bill O'Brien? You know, yo, Albert, you up?
Yeah.
Albert Breer has a connection to the Patriots circle more than anybody in football. Like, if he says something about anybody Patriots related, it's probably true. And he was on Dan Patrick yesterday, and Double Dan. I had the audio, but it wasn't that good. But it was just, you know, him talking about this. He doubled down on Bill Belichick to the Jaguars. And why would Bill Belichick go to the Jaguars? I don't know. But when Albert Breer says it just, you know, certain reporters, when they say it, you kind of go, huh, okay, he knows. He's connected.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of those guys. I'm starting to wonder if there's some legs to that.
You worried about that? If that's ultimately what comes to fruition, and of course we got time, because that feels like that would happen at the end of the season, going into next season. Do the Jags then concern you? Because it feels like that's been a sleeping opportunity at success in the AFC South.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Part of me wants to say no, simply because the Jags are going to jag. But, it is Bill Belichick. It is the greatest coach in history, or certainly on the list. So, it would concern me a little bit.
Okay, I tend to think that Bill Belichick might be in a place where he does not bring the advantage that he used to. Because it felt like he just brought a zigging to everybody's zag, just like a competitive advantage. And it felt like in the latter years in the Patriots, he had lost that. However, I do wonder if the Jacksonville Jaguars just kind of need competence. Just like a competent coaching. Because when was the last time they had that?
Yeah.
You start thinking back, and it's actually been a minute. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they just need, maybe not even necessarily that idea of a coach that brings a particular advantage over other coaches. Just, hey, a steady adult in the room.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree, but I know their defense is going to be good, and that's a big start for any team.
Yeah, well, that's in the future, and that's just tea leaves. You are reading tea leaves at this moment. All right, as we continue around the NFL, it was known that Rashee Rice, the wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, has gone on the injured reserve. after he had an injury that was kind of created by his quarterback, funny enough. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk has kind of interesting thought process. Obviously, Rashee Rice had his incident over the summer where he was driving real fast, unreasonably fast, in some rented cars in Dallas, and thankfully did not cause injuries in an accident that happened there. But we were waiting as to see when the NFL would do something about this. Florio seems to believe that maybe, just maybe, his injury and his IR stint might create an opportunity for the NFL to actually get that out of the way in a move that, if that actually happened, would not help at all the ideas that the NFL loves the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, and I believe it.
That's hilarious.
I believe it. Like the NFL, well, that's a bad look. Okay, sure. Whatever you say, it's a bad look. I mean, I could see it happening. Like, you know, just let's get this out of the way. Oh, you're injured for the year? All right, let's go ahead and suspend you.
It's a good time to do it.
We're going
to
suspend you 6 games. Oh, all right.
We need you back next year. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I just...
Don't you think it could happen?
I think it could, and that's what's really frustrating is that it feels like the NFL, and it's like on the field as well with officiating. All I'm looking for is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that these things are difficult. Whether it's calling or officiating a game, right, in real time with all this fast speed, or if it's navigating the moral dilemmas and quandaries that it pop up with having to be the league office.
Yeah.
But I need some consistency in some ways. And I understand that that's a tough ask, but hey, you've put yourself in that situation. And it seems like the NFL's gotten to this point where they let illegal things play out and then make that decision. And okay, if that's how you do it, well, then do it like that, right? But don't play this the other way. Now, of course, this is all hypothetical. We don't know particularly if this happened. But even the idea that we could throw that up there and be like, yeah, I can see the NFL doing that, that's the frustration for me just in general from the league office and how they handle their business.
What did we say, $63 million a year? The Hunt family going to pick up the phone and say, why don't you go ahead and, you know, we're actually kind of angry about what happened. Why don't you go ahead and suspend him now? No, look, what you're saying, Reggie, is true.
And the thing is, the other owners ain't going to have too much pushback on it because they want that same type of
could
love
be them
too.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's awful. Don't get me wrong. It's awful. But it's possible.
One more thing around the NFL, and this was just because how many times have we seen an injury reported a surgery reported on when it comes to a player? And what's always the response once we find out about the surgery? Successful surgery, right?
Yep.
We might have seen one of the very few instances where it's not a successful surgery as the Dallas Cowboys. Apparently, they're losing Brandon Cooks. He will not play this week because he got an infection in his knee.
Man, that's awful.
After a procedure. So they got a win against the Giants, and he stayed in New York to get a procedure. And apparently, he got an infection that developed in his right knee after the procedure.
And, you know, what? Usually they're all ahead of schedule, right? Brandon Cooks might be the first one that's not ahead of schedule on the result. But this is actually very bad for everyone involved because, you know, these are obviously high-profile athletes, well-paid athletes, and you have a procedure and there's an infection. I mean, that's like extremely serious. It doesn't seem like it, but it's extremely serious. And sometimes they have to do some very creative things to get rid of the infection inside of your body. I think it's going to linger. I think it's going to linger. I think it's going to be a bad look for certainly the doctors, the surgeon.
Yeah, it reminded me immediately of, you remember when Tyrod Taylor had his lung collapse because they were trying to to get fluid out of there, right? Like, that's one of the things that I'm sure is really tough to be a medical professional at this, you know, high-stakes situation, but that is the job and got to be better than that.
No, the surgeon he's looking over his shoulder right now. There's no question.
I found that to be interesting just off of, obviously, I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but it just always feels like successful surgery. And nope, not in this instance for Brandon Cooks. But there we go. Around the NFL right here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Somebody asked, is Mixon starting on Sunday? No, I mean, it was that one. Ian Rappaport let us know that it is highly unlikely. He is not expected to play on Sunday for the second straight week. Although in the midst of that, he had one practice on Friday last week, but he has not practiced these 2 weeks. Damian Pierce also hasn't practiced, but we haven't heard anything about him. So it's really feeling like it's, again, Cam Akers, Dare Ogunbowale, maybe some J.J. Taylor. And then we'll see if British Brooks gets involved there as well. But yeah, it seems like that might be the complement again as you face off against the Bills. The Bills team that admittedly has not been good against the run, so I'd love to see what the Texans are capable of doing, but it seems like it's going to have to be Cam Akers being the tip of the spear there. All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, did the end of the Astros season make you more concerned about the Texans in division? We'll talk about that next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com